If you happen to live along the Connecticut River Valley sometime during the second half of the 19th century, there was a good chance you could mark the passing of the months by watching for one particular traveler. He moved at a clockwork pace that rarely seemed to falter. Through the sweltering heat of summer and the blistering chill of winter, he walked as if the elements made no difference. It might be logical to assume this man was a mail carrier, traveling between the towns and delivering letters and packages to the people of Connecticut and New York, but you'd be wrong if you did. This man, a man with no name, no story, or no family that anyone could tell, simply walked. His journey was the same each time. If you joined up with him in Danbury, Connecticut, you would walk west into New York. At White Plains, he would turn north and walk all the way to the Brewster area before heading back east toward New Britain. Then it was south to the coast, west again to Danbury. 360 miles in one big circle. Always clockwise, they say. Always the same trails. And he did all of this while dressed in an outfit crafted entirely of leather. His jacket was long, his boots were large, and his cap was pointed on top. Those who saw him say his eyes were a piercing blue-gray, and he was burdened by a large collection of survival tools. And people did see him. Some took photographs of him, which still exist today, while others would leave meals out for him, trusting his schedule to know when he would pass by. And when he made camp for the night, he was always alone. Sometimes around a campfire in the open air, sometimes in one of a series of caves he had set up as way stations along his route. It took him around 34 days to make the circuit. When he was done, he would start over. Over and over, without stopping, from 1858 to 1889. That's 31 years, and he rarely slowed down. And then in March of 1889, he stopped. Locals found his body in one of his many caves just outside of Ossining, New York, and buried him in a nearby graveyard. But while that should have put an end to the sightings, it didn't. Of course, people began to make up stories of who Old Leatherman really was, where he came from, how old he was, and why he walked his long, continuous loop, day after day, without ever taking a break. Some whispered that he was in exile from France, that he had been cast out by the family of his beloved, a family who didn't think he was of the same station in life. Romantic tales like these were invented just to put context to the man. But the frustrating reality is that there was no context to be found. He was a mystery, and whatever truth there might have been to tell, Old Leatherman took it all to his grave with him. One other rumor, though, was that he had secreted away treasure, collected over his many years of walking the Big Loop. The treasure, according to legend, was hidden inside one of his caves. But of course, no one knew which one. Still, that didn't stop people from trying to find it. Clem Sorrell was a farmer from the area near Shrub Oak, New York, and he too had heard the stories. And thanks to growing up in the area, he knew where one of those caves was located. He finished his work for the day, and then headed off with a torch and some hope. He wondered if maybe he would be the one to finally find Leatherman's treasure. By the time he arrived at the cave, it was already dark, so he lit his torch and entered. Like Doctor Who's TARDIS, the cave was apparently much bigger on the inside, and through the long search among the cave's many corners and tunnels, Sorrell became lost and disoriented. Then, a wind rushed up from somewhere and blew out his torch. Lost, alone, trapped in a cave in darkness as black as pitch, Clem Sorrell was beyond frightened. Then, faint at first, but growing more clear with every second, he began to see a figure. According to Sorrell, what he saw was as clear as day. It was the figure of a man crouched over a small fire made of twigs and leaves. The man, he said, was dressed in leather clothing, and his filthy beard hung onto his chest. And then he slowly stood and raised an arm. Finger extended, the man pointed toward the way out. Clem Sorrell told his family, and he ran as fast as he could. And he never looked back.